Chanting the holy names of Doyal Nithai Chaitanya. Oh, my mind dances. Oh, my mind dances. Oh, my mind dances. Such a merciful personality as Nityananda Prabhu is not to be found anywhere. He suffers a beating from Jagai and Madhai and still gives them love of God. Oh, when your offenses are vanquished, you will obtain the treasure of love of God. But in these names of Chaitanya and Nithai, there is no consideration of offenses. Once you have a taste for the holy name of Krishna, bondage to this world will come to an end. When there is attachment to the holy name of Krishna, then very easily the life of a living being becomes successful. Without affection for Krishna, life is simply useless. At the end of life, you will obtain the beautiful vision of Radha and Shyam in Vrindavan if the mercy of Lord Gaura is received.
Thank you very much to Vrindavan Prabhu and Ikavali Mataji for opening the doors of their auspicious home for all of us. Actually, this home was built for all of us. You designed this room especially for temple, obviously. It's a wonderful offering. Today we sang three beautiful prayers by Bhaktivinod Thakur. In them, he is expressing his deep feeling of helpless surrender to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the first song, Bhaktivinod Thakur expresses how everything auspicious is achieved simply by meditating in a mood of taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And when we forget those lotus feet, then we are cast in an inconceivable complex network of inauspiciousness. When we remember the lotus feet of the Lord, it indicates that we are approaching the Lord in a spirit of servitude. Tivera Swarupoi Krishnara Nityadas. It is our nature as eternal servants of Krishna. To serve the lotus feet of the Lord means to always keep one's heart fixed in the service of the Lord, for the pleasure of the Lord. When we remember Krishna in this mood, then Krishna protects us from all difficult situations. When we choose to forget the lotus feet of the Lord, then we are struggling, birth after birth after birth, against the waves of material miseries. The Kurma Brahman explained it like this to Lord Chaitanya, that I have been battered by the waves of misery in this ocean of material existence. Have any of you had that experience? Ocean of material existence, unlimited waves. Adiatmaka, adidaivaka, adibhautaka. Sufferings of one's own body and mind. Sufferings caused by others and sufferings caused by natural forces. And there's just enough happiness in this world to make it so that we are simply unwilling to leave this ocean. Lord Brahma explains it like this. He happens to be the secondary creator who is empowered by Krishna. He knows how creation was made, how it was created, and what its purpose is, and how it works. Our scientists and technologists are grasping deeper and deeper into the mysteries of the physical world. But actually, what it's about, how it works, and why it works the way it does, we can only understand by inquiring from the Creator. Krishna tells, Dukalaya Mashashvatam, That means it's a place where everything culminates in suffering. And Lord Brahma, he explained it in the same way, that the happiness of this world is actually devised just to keep people from escaping the sufferings. Hare Krishna. It's like a prison house. There are so many gates and walls and security systems and armed guards to somehow or other keep someone in. But this world, there's no gates, there's no walls, there's no security systems. How does it work? The only thing that keeps us within the prison of material existence is our unwillingness to leave it. Wouldn't that be an easy prison? If all the prisoners just wanted to stay in, they would be of no trouble to anyone in the free world. And it would save the tax. It would save the taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. But that is how this Durga of prison of material existence has been created. The only thing keeping us here is the little pleasures that we want to enjoy. And we're willing to endure so much just for those pleasures. Because we are not aware of the higher, ultimate pleasures beyond this world. Some people, they want to void, they want to enter into an impersonal existence where their entire personality is annihilated, thinking that that will be freedom from pleasure. That is the impersonal conception of mukti. But actually, people want something more than just the annihilation of miseries. Anandamayobhyashad. People are looking for happiness, for pleasure. Ultimately, people are looking for ananda, ecstasy. And where are those ecstasies to be found? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, all ecstasy, all auspiciousness, all goodness can be achieved in taking shelter of the loving service of the Lord in the form of his lotus feet. Bhajahure mana srinandanandana abhaya charanaravindare. Therefore we pray, my dear mind, please, always remember the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, because they will award you all fearlessness. And in this wonderful song that we have just sung by Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he prays, Oh, my mind dances, chanting the holy names of Doyal Nithai Chaitanya. And he explains the mercy of Lord Nityananda, the extent of his forgiveness. Jagai and Madhai came to murder him, but he forgave them and gave them the holy names. And by giving them the holy names, he gave them exit from the prison house of material miseries and entrance into the spiritual world. When there is attachment to the holy name of Krishna, then very easily the life of the living entity becomes successful. Without affection for Krishna, life is simply useless. At the end of life, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's, it's his promise. At the end of life, you will obtain the beautiful vision of Radha and Shyam in Vrindavan if the mercy of Lord Gauranga is received. In Krishna consciousness, trying to fix the mind in the service of the Lord is the essence. How to fix the mind in the service of the Lord. Bhagavad Gita describes nature of mind. Very flickering, very unsteady for those who are conditioned souls. And even a devotee who is struggling and striving year after year after year to somehow keep the mind fixed in good thoughts, pure thoughts, thoughts of Krishna, thoughts of Krishna's names, still must struggle. But really, just to carry on this struggle honestly and earnestly is the small price of entrance into the spiritual world. Some people, they make many, many followers by proclaiming that if you follow this path, you will achieve peace, shanti. But actually, The highest peace is to enter in a realm beyond material ego and enter into the realm of spiritual absorption. But in that spiritual absorption, there's not peace. There's dynamic, ecstatic emotions. Hare Krishna. And to somehow or other reprogram our minds to be happy in the anxieties for Krishna is actual spiritual bliss. Just like we were reading, we were singing song, Yasomati Nandana, Brajabara Nagara. One of the most beautiful names of Krishna is Yasomati Nandana, the son who gives so much pleasure to Mother Yashoda. Yes? Now, Mother Yashoda, such a high spiritual position she was in, eternally. Do you ever read about her in a peaceful state? According to Srimad Bhagavatam, she's constantly in anxiety for Krishna. She's worried that Rohini is also in the same state for Balaram. These two mothers are constantly thinking, will he be hurt by the horns of the cows or the nails of the monkeys or the thorns on the ground? Or the teeth of the dogs. They're always worrying about Krishna. Will he eat properly? We see the story of Damodar Leela, the essence of that rasa vatsalya, where Mother Yashoda is so much in anxiety for the welfare of Krishna. But that anxiety of service to Krishna, where there's no false ego, there's simply the spirit of pleasing Krishna, and in that sense, protecting Krishna as a mother is pleasing him. That is the highest ecstasy. Why? Because Krishna reciprocates with the spirit of our love, with the selfless spirit of our love. Not wanting to be peaceful for ourselves, but wanting to endure any kind of difficulty for the pleasure of God. That is love. And that is where real happiness can be found. In the Leela of Lord Chaitanya, we remember when he was just a little baby. He just was learning to walk, hardly learning to walk, crawling. He was actually crawling. Now we have some babies here who are in the crawling stage. Madhupati Prabhu, I think your daughter is walking already. So she's quite advanced in her progressive march in life. So when Nimai was just a little baby crawling, one day, Sachi Mata, Jagannath Mishra, and all the relatives came out into the courtyard, and they saw something that horrified them. Little Nimai was laying on top of the coils of a gigantic, venomous snake. Now, dear mothers who have little babies who haven't yet learned to walk, what would be your experience if you saw that in your yard? Gigantic, venomous snake, and your child is laying on top of the coils, smiling. You don't want to get too close because you're afraid you might annoy the snake and the snake will bite him. And at the same time, you can't do nothing. Very helpless condition. Tremendous complexity. Think about it. Put yourself in Sachimata's position. Or for you men, Jagannath Mishra's position. But also meditate on this. That your child, if you loved your child as much as Jagannath Mishra and Sachi loved Nimai, then try to figure out what was their anxiety. Because they are not thinking he is the all-powerful, infallible God. They are thinking he is their ordinary, helpless, little baby child, totally dependent on them to feed him and to protect him. And they loved him with an intimacy billions of times more deep than any human being can love their children. Do you think they were Shanti, 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 Om? They were in tremendous anxiety. And there's Nimai just laying there smiling. And they're, we can't go to do anything. If we even move, he might bite our child. So they just started crying out, Garuda, Garuda, Garuda. Because Garuda is famous for killing snakes. So they were praying for Garuda's mercy in this situation. All they could do was cry out the names of the Lord and his associates. They were helpless. Really, contemplate, meditate on the type of anxiety, the type of fear, the type of frustration that they all were experiencing at that moment. Mothers, can you relate to this? But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally performed this pastime just to put them in that state. Because actually that state that they were feeling was such a deep spiritual ecstasy, trillions of times greater than Brahman liberation. Rupa Goswami explains that the happiness of entering into Brahma Jyoti, which is the attainment of mukti, is not even a drop compared to the ocean of happiness in loving devotion to Sri Krishna. And multiply that oceanic happiness by many, many times, and we find the love of Mother Yashoda. She's eternally beyond all of us in her capacity to experience spiritual happiness. Haribol. And turn it all into anxiety. And understand, because that anxiety is immersion, absorption in service to the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna reciprocates from without and within and actually makes that anxiety ecstasy. So devotees are not concerned with enduring anxieties. What they're concerned with is that in whatever situation, they're absorbed in serving Krishna. They're absorbed in remembering Krishna. They're absorbed in pleasing Krishna. And we read in Prabhupada's biographies, we hear from his disciples, that he was very, very expert at putting his devotees in situations of great challenge and anxiety. Yes? Why? Because he wanted the devotees to absorb themselves in taking shelter of Krishna. How wonderful it is that these devotees, they were just crying out Krishna's names in help of Krishna's devotees for their little Nimai. In this way, they were absorbed. They didn't know the underlying truth of this lila. That snake was Ananta Shesha. That snake was an expansion of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who came to give service to Krishna by being his bed. Yes. You see, Lord Narayan, he lays in the bed of Ananta Shesha. In the spiritual world of Goloka, Balaram, Ananta Shesha's origin, expands himself as Krishna's bed, his shoes, his ornaments. Always immersed, absorbed in service. So by the will of little Nimai, Nityananda Prabhu appeared in his expansion of Ananta as this deadly looking serpent. And he was doing seva. But when he saw the anxiety of all the devotees, Hare Krishna, Garuda, 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 screaming, they were practically fainting, weeping tears, just going in circles. What can we do to save our child? He's our life, he's our soul, he's our everything. So not wanting to create disturbance, Ananta Shesha slithered away. And as soon as he started slithering away, the relatives grabbed little Nimai. And what did he do? He was trying to crawl after the snake. And they were holding him and praising the Lord for saving their little child. It's inconceivable. They were praising Krishna, offering their deep gratitude to Krishna. You saved our child. They were embracing him and putting all auspicious mantras on him and everything to protect him. And at every moment, he just kept trying to escape and crawl back to that serpent. And they kept bringing him back, bringing him back. So in the Leela of the Lord, in the spiritual world, these are some of the ways that Krishna keeps his devotees always absorbed in remembering him. Not just passive, peaceful thoughts, but dynamic, ecstatic, vibrant absorption in service. Arivo. Therefore, Dayal Nitai Chaitanya Boli Natshreya Marmam. Oh, my Lord, my mind dances. Please, my mind, go on dancing, remembering these names of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So yes, let us understand really what is the perfection and the means of attaining perfection. To try to honestly, earnestly absorb our consciousness in the remembrance of Krishna through his service, through the holy name, through the pastimes of the Lord, through the teachings of the Lord. Somehow or other, Rupa Goswami says, absorb your mind in always remembering Krishna. Because according to the intensity that we remember Krishna, Krishna reciprocates and purifies our heart, purifies our mind. And it is that great gift that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda came to deliver to the world. Dayal Nitai Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are so kind, so merciful. If we simply receive their mercy, then Bhaktivinoda explains, at the end of life, you will obtain the beautiful vision Radha Shamsundar in Vrindavan, or for the devotees of New Vrindavan, you will see Radha Vrindavan Chandra in Vrindavan. What is required? Simply receiving the mercy of Lord Gauranga. And Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, they are doyal. They are very kind. They are very, very merciful. Their mercy is for everyone. It is for each and every one of us to decide within our lives to what extent we want to reciprocate with that mercy by simply accepting it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays, my Lord, if you want, you can protect me. If you want, you can cripple me or kill me. That is not important. What is important? With grateful heart, I remember you and chant your holy names. Because in that absorption in Krishna, in any situation, in happiness or distress, in success or failure, in heat or cold, in health or disease, in birth or death, if we remember the name of the Lord, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy will be upon us. Thank you very much. Now we will, in the spirit of this beautiful song that was chosen by Julanyatra Devi, in the spirit of this song, we will chant the names of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and our minds will dance. And if you so desire, with your mind, you can impel your body to dance as well. Because this is very good dancing floor. Was any of you here when Indrajumana Maharaj gave his presentation about Bangladesh?
Yes.
How many? Please raise hands. This happens to be boarding pass from that Bangladesh trip. I think it was the boarding pass from Chittagong to Dhaka. Chittagong is the birthplace of Pundarik Vidyaniri Mukunda Dutt and Vasudev Dutt. And Dhaka is a place of, that was on the way to, just after we went to K3 and all that. It's very special. Everyone, please.